This is VOA News, the Arizona. The United Nations says it is unable to meet the needs of millions of civilians caught in conflict in Ukraine today. Undersecretary General Martin Griffiths told a UN Security Council meeting Monday that places like Mariupol, Kharkiv, and Metropol are in desperate need of aid. Speaking at the United Nations, U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says the world is watching in horror.
We've seen the images of elderly fleeing, a woman killed in her wheelchair, children dying in their mother's arms, and a woman being rushed bleeding to a hospital. These are the images that we're seeing daily.
The World Food Program is setting up supply chain operations to deliver immediate food and cash assistance to 3 to 5 million people inside Ukraine. The United Nations Children's Fund says vulnerable children make up a large proportion of the more than 1 million Ukrainians who have fled Russia's invasion of their country. 500,000 children, some of whom are unaccompanied, have crossed into Poland and other neighboring countries, according to UNICEF. The mass exodus of Ukrainians is producing what many fear will be Europe's largest refugee crisis since World War II. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, said in a statement, "I have worked in refugee emergencies for almost 40 years, and rarely have I seen an exodus as rapid as this one." We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. Go there for the very latest or look for the VOA News app. This is VOA News.